Moshet, Albina newspaper, news of the day with Nasser Kandil. Bezishkian, we abandon negotiations with Washington at Khamenei's request. And Zarif resigns. Gaza agreement waivers as first phase ends and Netanyahu rejects the second. The occupation threatens the Syrian government under the pretext of protecting Jaramana and Jumla to meet al-Shara, the political editor wrote. Regional developments escalated over the weekend as Lebanon prepared to participate in the Arab summit, and its president planned a visit to Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, attention was divided among various pressing issues, including the evolving situation in Ukraine, following a tense encounter between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, whom Trump reportedly reprimanded in the White House before dismissing him. In Tehran, the door was firmly shut on negotiations with Washington, once a key campaign promise of President Masoud Pezeshkian. Following Trump's contradictory stance of extending an invitation for talks while simultaneously escalating sanctions and threats of war. In response, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei deemed the timing unsuitable for negotiations. Acknowledging this directive, Pezeshkian stated that while he had initially favored diplomatic engagement, he was abandoning it in adherence to Khamenei's guidance. In light of this shift, his deputy for strategic affairs, Mohammad Javad Zarif, the architect of the 2015 nuclear deal and a staunch advocate of negotiations, announced his resignation. In Gaza, the ceasefire agreement began to unravel as the first phase officially concluded without any move toward implementing the second phase, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flatly refused. Netanyahu made it clear that he would not proceed with a full withdrawal from Gaza, and his defense minister, Israel Katz, revealed that Israeli forces intend to maintain control over the Salah ad-Din axis, commonly known as the Philadelphia Corridor along the Egyptian border. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has refused to declare an official end to the war, tying its conclusion to the complete eradication of Hamas. He claimed that an alternative proposal, attributed to U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, suggesting extending the first phase, an idea Hamas rejected as a violation of the agreement. Notably, Washington, which brokered and guaranteed the deal, has issued no statement defending it. By evening, Netanyahu announced a halt to humanitarian aid entering Gaza. As the Arab and Palestinian public anticipate the upcoming Arab summit, questions persist over why the Rafah crossing, an Egyptian-Palestinian border point, remains closed under Israeli orders. In Syria, the occupation escalated its provocations, shifting to a new phase of sectarian manipulation. Israeli officials issued further threats under the pretext of protecting Syria's Druze, as stated in an official communique from the Israeli Prime Minister's office following an incident in Jaramana, a Damascus suburb. Later that night, former Lebanese MP Walid Jumblat announced his intention to visit Damascus for a meeting with the transitional president, Ahmad al-Sharaa.